The connections are complete. They aren't yet severed. It's as though it's encircled in this area, the Atlantic Ocean in between. Here's Queen Maud Land. And the coastal area of Antarctica was mapped when there wasn't a polar ice cap there. Now, it is apparent from these who study these maps and many others that are coupled with this to do the research of the maps of ancient sea kings, that ancient mariners had handed down to them maps that they made copies of. And the phenomenal thing of this map is the longitude and latitude lines are on target. They knew all about it long before such things were worked out by Ptolemy and subsequent geographers and cartographers. There were some smart people way back there. And we find these things bursting full-orbed, then the knowledge is lost, and then man starts discovering it again. Now, we know that before the flood, there was water above the earth, some kind of firmament it is called. What is it? Because when the flood came, the firmament broke. Water came down, and the fountains of the deep opened up, and water came up. No one can understand what that earth was like before the flood. And most people know that rays of the sun contain rays that age you. And after the flood, the longevity of life suddenly drops to half instantly. That filter of the firmament is gone. And Job hints at an opening in the north in one of his passages. Now, this old globe has been, some people think, tilted on its axis. And just what if, for example, this earth was arranged differently before that great cataclysm, and a great mountain to the north? Say, well, was the pole always where it is? Probably not. The old globe could have been inverted. And north is a celestial matter. Assume that to the north, maybe pointing towards Sirius B, there was an opening in the firmament, and the mountain of God pierced it. Maybe Saturn wasn't where it is right now. I mean, how did the sons of God come down, and from where did they come? I mean, they just come flapping through space with long sheets. Or was there an arrangement in the heavens and an access that was different? What does it mean when Job says, prior to Satan's fall, he's describing Satan, when he was the crowning cherub in the mountain of God? And what is this sudden, in this generation, fascination with Saturn as we fly by its rings? Now, they take this cosmic mountain, as Saturn is translated to the sun and the moon as we see it. Ancient mythological peoples would take the concept of a holy mountain where you would, if you could go up it, find God and ascend to heaven. Where do you think the idea for the Tower of Babel came from? Don't you really believe anybody would know? The world as it is now constituted, you build a tower, you're not going to get to heaven. It's going to, after a while, if you can build it far enough, it's either going to knock the earth out of its orbit or it's going to bat stars like a baseball bat as we whirl around. But the world was differently constituted. From whence came this idea? Build a tower to reach to heaven, unless in their conscious memory passed on from that family who came through the flood, there was a time when a mountain pierced the firmament and there was connection between heaven and earth. And these rivers, they've tried to find them, those four rivers that God put in Eden. And Eden means heart of God. Now, what if Atlantis was
However this globe is tilted, what if Atlantis was that point where the mountain went up? Now, we got the Tree of Life to deal with. God doesn't have to worry about it when he got rid of Atlantis. Didn't have to keep anybody guarding it. No guard dogs on duty. Now, they translate in subsequent history the mountain of God concept to the locale where they live. So, Olympus becomes the mountain of God in Greece. The perch of God. What do you think all up and down South and Central America they build these step pyramids? Every single, in all the legends of India, the origin of humanity is placed on Mount Meru, the resident of the gods, the column which unites the sky to the earth. For the Hindus, Meru was the prototype of the sacred hill. Hindu sources describe the mount as a cosmic pillar fixed in the middle of the plain Jambudvipa, or rising in the midst of the cosmic sea. On the summit of this golden mountain or jeweled peak lies the heavenly city of Brahma, and around the peak lie the cardinal points and intermediate quarters. Toward each of the four quarters of the mountain, paradise flows. An outlet of the central water source, the celestial Ganges. Meru reaches the center of heaven, and around its summit, the stars revolve. The mount is at once the North Pole and the center of the habitable earth. The world navel means the zenith. The original Meru was the polar mountain, its summit the quartered enclosure of the celestial paradise. The most common name for the polar mountain in China is Kunlun. Called the world's highest mountain, Kunlun stood at the center of the earth. On its summit lay a shining circular plain, recalled as a celestial homeland whose sparkling fountains and purling streams contain the four famed ambrosia. Mount Siumai, or Siumi, in the middle of the cosmos, at the pole, is another source. And the Japanese Mount Shumi was a Buddhist fabulous mountain of wonderful height, forming the axis of every universe and the center around which all the heavenly bodies revolve. Siberia. Among the Altaic races, one finds a well-preserved memory of the cosmic pillar. The conception of a sky-supporting pillar reaches back. Where do you think we get the story of Atlas holding up everything on his shoulders? You see, as Homer could take, or rather as Schliemann could take Homer and sort out the confusion of archaeological perceptual sets, the Bible can help you understand, and you'll find support for the truth of God's Word in everything. Now, I'm running out of time. The reason I laid that down, I'm hurrying up. This book I have to get through because the Sphinx. The most amazing thing about the Sphinx and the temple that adjoins it is that its erosion is water erosion. Not sand, not chemical, water. Why? And what is the mystery of the Sphinx? Who built them? Why these blue-eyed people from the north? Now, Velikovsky is the most controversial writer in recent days. He's the guy that wrote Worlds in Collision, blew the scientific world apart, because science assumes everything happens at the same time, always did happen at the same time, same way, and no, it didn't. He has rewritten history in Ages and Chaos and the subsequent books that date the flood, and lo and behold, here we have the Exodus finally proved by him conforming to the pyramid. I came with so many books tonight, and they're just flapping those stupid signs at me. 2 minutes, 1 minute. Do you believe I know where I'm going?
Yes, sir.
You going to go with me?
Yes, sir.
You see, I want respect for God's Word. Every time I read meet somebody that has no interest in God's Word, I listen to them talk a while. They're usually ignorant. I'm glad the smart people are listening to me.